Over 1 million people worldwide have recovered from the Chinese coronavirus. By Amy Furr on May 1, 2020. Over 1 million people across the globe have recovered after being infected with the Chinese coronavirus, according to data collected Thursday by Johns Hopkins University. The United States accounts for over 153,000 of those recoveries. The next two countries with the highest number of recoveries are Germany, over 126,000, and Spain, over 112,000, according to WGN-TV. Over 3 million people have been infected with the coronavirus worldwide, and over 230,000 people have died. That means more than four times as many people have recovered from the coronavirus than have died, the report noted. In March, the European Center for Disease Control, ECDC, predicted that warm summer temperatures were unlikely to stop the spread of the virus. There is no evidence to date that SARS-CoV-2 will display a marked winter seasonality, such as other human coronaviruses in the Northern Hemisphere, the agency said. Still, it was harder for coronaviruses to survive for shorter periods in higher temperatures and humidity than in cooler, drier environments, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, website noted. However, we don't have direct data for this virus, nor do we have direct data for a temperature-based cutoff for inactivation at this point. The necessary temperature would also be based on the materials of the surface, the environment, etc., the site read. Despite the lack of data, the agency encouraged people to adhere to social distancing guidelines and clean their homes regularly to help guard against the virus. Routine cleaning and disinfecting are an important part of reducing the risk of exposure to COVID-19. Normal routine cleaning with soap and water alone can reduce risk of exposure and is a necessary step before you disinfect dirty surfaces, the agency said. Surfaces frequently touched by multiple people, such as door handles, desks, phones, light switches, and faucets, should be cleaned and disinfected at least daily, the site concluded.